Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This Rise Guys podcast is fueled by the best beer on the planet. Rise Guys P1 Pilsner. Brewed locally by Thomas Creek Brewery and created especially for the P1s.
Yeah.
Ask for it by name. Rise Guys P1 Pilsner. Find a location near you at 933theplanetrocks.com. Drink responsibly. Now cheers.
Wake it up!
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
With Batman 9, Paige, and Fatboy.
P1's Rule.
93.3.
The Planet.
Blankenslayer.
Blankenslayer!
That's right. It is Blankenslayer. Rise Guys Morning Show, good morning to you. It is 9:07. This is, of course, the Angel of Death by
yes.
Slayer from the
hey,
album
baby.
Rain and Blood. Hey, Mama. Mary would not approve. I don't know if you hear the fiery pits of hell burning in the background. This is a fun song.
Yeah, surgery with no anesthesia.
Did she never have the preacher talk to you about the music you were getting? Ever
no,
get to that?
She took me to the revivals where they'd burn the records. Absolutely.
They didn't like Slayer?
No, anything that they said was wrong. Their discretion. 1-800-774-0093. Now, before we go to the contestants, we need to remind everybody how to play this game, because it's been a long time.
Oh, yeah, it's been a while.
What game? This game.
Guess the C word.
From the makers of Guess the F Word comes Guess the C Word. I will describe a word that starts with, oh yeah, the letter C. You will then try to figure out the word that starts with C. Thus, guess the C word.
That's it, Matthew.
For instance, nine, if I said, this is an Italian pastry that originated on the island of Sicily, and you and I used to eat them ad nauseum when I worked overnights, midnight at 6 a.m.
What are cannoli?
Cannolis! You do not have to put it in the form of a question, but yes.
Okay.
Cannolis.
Yeah, that, you know, plural for cannoli is cannoli?
Is that right?
Yep.
Now, well, okay.
I just learned that the other day, man.
I catch myself doing it with email.
Yeah.
I didn't get 14 emails. I got 14 email.
Yeah. You didn't eat 14 cannolis. You ate 14 cannolis.
I'm going to go get the mails out of the mailbox. No one says that.
Yeah.
No,
like, you know, you don't eat spaghettis. You eat spaghetti.
But right. I still stand by the fact I saw four deers the other morning on State Park Road. I really did.
Sure you did.
I will say that forever.
10 RBIs.
Yeah, thank you. Ribbies. 1-800-774-0093. Before we get into this, you're going to catch hell, fat boy. Defend it, though.
What do you mean?
Because when certain people play certain games, you have haters.
That's true.
Say, why does this same person get on sometimes to play? So
some people know the system. And this guy swears up and down that he's got a system that's guaranteed to get on.
Yeah. I think part of it is just listening intently, paying close attention, and trying to figure out when that will be.
Yeah. This guy tries to guess in the show, like the format.
Mm-hmm. Well, he's pretty smart because he knows after this we'll do headlines and then...
Then we're done.
And then we're done.
Yeah.
Okay.
So this is the last chance for us to do these today.
Everybody's already texted in. They know that it's P1 Splashing Blumpkins. Good morning, Blumpkins.
What's up, guys?
Like, Blumpkins again on the screen. Oh, who is it? Splashing Blumpkins or Nanya, they ask. Well, it's Blumpkins today.
Oh, wait, no, it's Splashing B Lumpkins today.
Oh, yeah. That's right. We changed the name
to
protect your anonymity.
B Lumpkins, yeah.
Well, Splashing...
Blumpkins wins all the time. Let's give B Lumpkins a shot.
Okay. Now, who would you like to see more, Slayer or Primus? You have to pick
one. Primus, man.
Primus more so?
Primus every day, man.
Yeah.
I've been a fan since, like, 96.
Oh.
That's one of the... Dude, that's going to be a killer show. You get Slayer and Primus and Ministry, and you get Phil Anselmo playing a Pantera set. Oh, it's going to be the most badass thing you'll see all year.
He's doing a Pantera set.
Yeah.
Damn.
It'll be the most badass show you'll see all year.
Tell me it ain't on a Sunday.
No, it's on a Saturday night.
On Saturday, man.
Better be done before midnight. I can't be there on a Sunday. the Lord comes back.
Up here in God's country.
Thank you. The Bible Belt, sir. You're taking on P1. Oh, it's P1 Dog Catcher. I'm not going to fall for that, fat boy. Good morning.
Morning, fellows and lady.
Good morning. It's talking to you, fat boy.
That's what I heard about.
Okay. And you'd like to see Slayer and Promise, Primus, and now finding out Ministry and Phil Anselmo doing a Pantera set. You'd love to go.
Absolutely.
All right. Well, then let's get ready to play again. Let's get ready to play.
Guess the C word.
Again, I'll describe a word that starts with C. If you know it, scream your name and we'll go to you. Ready?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Then here we go. When you can't have bowel movements, you might be suffering from this C word.
Blumpkins.
Dog catcher.
Blumpkins.
Judge Jimmy.
I heard Blumpkins.
Blumpkins.
First.
What's name that? Blumpkins? We need
Guess
you too.
C word.
What is constipation?
It is constipation. Blumpkins on the board with one. For those keeping score at home on your Rise Guys scorecards, that is one for B. Lumpkins, not to be confused with the guy who always tries to call him win. Blumpkins. All right. And P1 Dog Catcher has what, fat boy?
Nil.
Nil.
Nothing.
No, nothing. All right. Well, Paige, if you're keeping scores, I know you are, that means it's time for round two of...
Guess the C-word!
Peter Griffin's black neighbor.
Blumpkins. B-Lumpkins. B-Lumpkins.
P1 splashing B-Lumpkins.
That'd be Cleveland. Cleveland Brown.
It is
Brown.
Cleveland. That's right. He even said the last name.
Cleveland Brown.
To rub a dog catcher's nose in it even more. Dog catcher, you still there? We got a connection problem?
I'm here.
Oh, you are.
I'm here.
Okay. All right.
Just slow. Just a little
here,
slow.
Came
it's
up
okay.
with a whole list of, you know, even well, if we hit a tie.
We can play amongst ourselves if the B-Lumpkins gets a clean sweep here.
All right.
Just skunking them.
Well, that means, see, it's 2-0. That means it's time for round three.
Guess the C-word.
His last name was Davenport. He was the only mechanic in Hazard County. Name the C word.
B-Lumpkins. B-Lumpkins.
Oh, Jesus Christmas.
It was B-Lumpkins.
P1 B-Lumpkins, as you say, for the sweep.
Let me talk to Cooter.
Yeah, it was Cooter. Golly, bum, a full sweep. Golly.
That was quick.
It was fast.
Talk to Cooter.
There it is. Yeah. All right. P1 Dog Catcher, I'm sorry. I mean, it's the guy's good. He's good at playing games and getting in to do it. Well, you really
who wants it more, man?
Well, that's true. Well, congratulations, P1 Splashing B-Lumpkins.
Yeah,
B-Lumpkins.
I didn't say spazzing, I said splashing. Stink Martindale.
Yeah, that's what I love about my name. Every time I call in, I love to hear Matt Man trip over it.
I thought you didn't call in previously.
I know. First time.
So you screwed up that time. Stink Martindale, Rat. Tell him what he won.
Well, congratulations, Splashing B-Lumpkins. You're going to see Blanket Slayer, Primus, Ministry, and Phil Anselmo in the Illegals Live.
November 2nd.
You got it, sir. Hold on. Now he's got to decide which of his five kids he's going to take with him.
Oh, no.
Yeah, it's hard. It's tough.
All right. Well, dad, blame it.
Did you have another one you wanted to try?
I had got a bunch, but what if we play Guess the C Word again? Then I have to prep for it again.
Well, there's more C words.
All right, who's playing? All three of you or what?
We'll all three play.
All right, I got two rounds we can do real quick. Extra round one of...
Guess the C Word!
Woo! It sounds dirty, but no. This C word is a game that drunk people play with beanbags.
Fat boy.
Fat boy.
Cornhole.
Cornhole it is.
I'm going to devil worshiping music.
No, we got one more round to go.
Okay.
Fantasy round two of...
Guess the C word.
This C word is professionally known sometimes as the tailbone.
Nine. Fat boy.
Damn. Judge Jimmy?
I heard me.
Coccyx.
Yeah, but Judge Jimmy, did you say nine rang in first?
Yeah, he did.
All right, Judge, nine?
Coccyx.
It is coccyx. That means we have a tie.
Yeah.
Jesus.
Well, I already have tickets to Devil Worshiping Music, so Fat Boy can have mine.
Well, we really don't have tickets.
Give me the bar.
I already got mine.
Blow out the last few
Blank
rounds.
Blank and Slayer and Primus.
All right.
Guess the C word.
Paige, what are you working on in the Plex? We're going to do some headlines next.
All right, I'm going to tell you why you need to spell coconut next. We'll get into that story in your Rise Guys headlines.
Coconut.
why you need to spell coconut.
This is for the ladies. You'll find out. You may like it.
I'm not a lady.
Well, does it matter?
Wait a minute.
Is this the meme thing? Because I saw a meme about...
Of course you did.
I mean, I did.
Perhaps.
Okay.
Do it in headlines. Don't do it in sports.
No, I can't wait for you guys. This, yeah, you guys are going to love this.
I hate his gut sometimes.
Do you have a TV?
I was outside with him yesterday.
You have a life.
And I'm sitting there, and I look. Because, you know, they got cameras outside, surveillance cameras. And I look, and I said, oh, my God. There for a minute, I thought that hornet's nest was their surveillance camera. And then I was like, dude, we should make surveillance cameras that look like hornet nests. And what does 9 say?
It said there's a meme I saw where you're saying the police are putting up cameras look like hornet's nests. So if you see one, knock it down.
It's always a meme.
It is. Everything's a meme.
You're a doobie downer.
Yeah, February, I do have a TV. You ever seen memes in 55 inches? It's great.
God, watch it. Watch a program on there.
Bend over and I'll show you. All right, well, we'll get into some headlines with Paige right after this. Morning, everybody.
Rise Guys Morning Show with Matt Mann.
At the end of Rise Guys Sports, just before you
nine.
Straight in your current smartphone.
What?
Paige.
I'll give you a bite. You know you want a taste.
And Fat Boy.
Then I dropped the damn birthday cake.
93.3 The Planet Rise. It's Rise Guys Headlines with Paige and her big ol' hoo-has.
Well... Ladies,
well,
here's a tip that you need to spell coconut. And 9 did touch on that earlier. There is a viral sex tip that's going around that basically has turned into a meme, which usually does. And it involves coconuts. So what you're going to do is the tip is that you need to spell coconut with your hips.
Ladies
on top. I'm sorry.
No. I'm just thinking now what my timeline is going to look like this afternoon. Yesterday it was a senior citizen group. Now today it's just going to be.
The coconut thing's taking off now.
Is it already?
Oh, yeah. Okay, I've seen it posted several times by ladies.
So basically.
Saying I'm going to try that later.
Write the word.
We are robots.
I'm like, you know.
Go home and write the word coconut with your waist.
Yeah.
That's the idea.
All right. Well, I mean,
I'm curious to see how it works, too, you know?
I don't know how you...
You're not going to do it yourself? It's for ladies to do to you. It's for them to... Ladies are doing it. The ladies are spelling coconut.
Oh, I thought they, like... Oh, okay.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay.
I don't want to go graphically
That's interesting.
Into, you know, what she's probably...
I'm anyway, still missing it, and I can't ask you the question. Okay.
Yeah, mm-hmm. With her hips.
But she's got to be. They got to be in a certain position for this to work. Correct.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
You know, I imagine she'd be probably atop your lap there.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Spelling coconut with her hips.
Something like that.
Cowgirl.
Yeah.
Whichever. You know, it doesn't matter that. I don't know, but it turned into a series of jokes, and I don't know. I haven't. Read any feedback to see if anybody's actually done that.
No, you know what's even better is if you do a supercalifragilisticexpialidocious.
Oh, goodness.
Well, who wants to have sex 5 times?
Fun.
I can't get past the second C.
Something to try, right?
Right.
Well, here's something that may be working for you. And as far as dating... There's a thing now that's going around in Boston and New York. I don't know if it's going to catch on here because it involves a lot of work. There's a new type of dating event that has people present PowerPoints about themselves and why you should go out with their friend. So you can either sell yourself or your friend, whoever you want to sell, and as a PowerPoint presentation.
That is not going to work here.
No, it will
because
never.
Because around
it
here, even, like, if you got married friends, no, they're not going to hook you up with somebody. They're trying to cheat. They're not trying to get you laid. They're trying to cheat.
That's dead on.
It's damn true,
oh my
man.
God.
That's messed up. Nobody looks out for you anymore.
No, nobody's trying to hook you up. They're trying to cheat on their wife.
So what I'm saying, if I would not let them write my PowerPoint presentation, I would probably want to do it myself, and then they can present it because I can only imagine what my friends would say about me.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
Well, they're all attractive. Your friends, you said.
Well, I think everybody's attractive in their own little way. You know.
Sure.
I know a lot of ugly people, so that's not.
I do too.
I do too.
So what you're going to have, you're going to have bullet.
I am one.
A bulleted list of
that's what I was talking about.
Of points that you can, you know, just shoot off on why this person is so great. Graphs.
Yeah.
And pictures of that person. So it could be funny or it could be horrifying.
Bullet list, graphs, pictures. Yeah. Yeah. That's funny.
I mean, what would the graph be of if you know, your sex? Like, it's just flat for me. No levels.
Sorry, I'm zoned out. I just realized I spelled coconut with an A. I'm sitting here doing the thing, and I'm like, how would it be hard to, and then go cross back over the A, and then I realized it's another O.
Yeah. Look at this pie chart I have for the benefits of dating Kristen from one of these.
Okay. She has an in-unit washer dryer.
Like the biggest benefits are that she has a job and a washer and dryer in her apartment.
Oh, she's a Spanish speaker.
Yeah. Yeah, and it's
¿Cómo está?
See, this is where I don't get it, cuz it's more important apparently that she is a good wedding guest than it is that she likes to bake food.
Food.
Yeah.
Like I said, I mean, if it's done by your friends, Lord knows what they'd say about you.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And one of her primary skills is she makes good playlists. It's like, no, you need more going on with yourself. This is your friend's doing you a disservice, Kristen from Boston or New York.
Speaking of that, I have to ask you this, Jimmy. I follow you on social media.
What?
And I noticed this, boy, you're into the apps. You downloaded the old person Russian app, and now you've got this one called YOLO where people can ask you anonymous questions.
On Snap, yeah. N-I-N-E from TRG.
And the one you sent out yesterday, I don't know if I can still find it, but I'll paraphrase it. It says, if I don't know who you are, what's something you would tell me about me without me knowing who you are?
Tell me something. What's something you would only tell me if it's anonymous, basically?
Would that not, did that not ruin your afternoon? Like, people are it's inviting passive aggressiveness towards you, no?
No, it's just fun stuff. Nobody's on there like being a jerk or anything.
Because I would not open up those messages.
You didn't get any good ones?
Oh, wow.
Anything juicy?
I got a few that I didn't post. Like, once ran over a guy with my truck.
Was that my grandpa from heaven?
I don't know. I wish I could tell you, but too embarrassed to reveal what I done. I was a bootlegger in high school. And then this one is kind of crazy. Dude, you know me, LOL. I don't keep secrets well unless I put it down on paper under a lock and a lock on them. And I don't make problems. I try to solve problems. I'm like, you're just kind of nutty talking to yourself here. Hmm. So, yeah, it's just funny stuff. You saw a lot of the ones I posted, I guess.
But the ones you posted, this is the other thing. Like, there was four or five that would say, I've always wanted to tell you, 9, you're my celebrity crush. 9, I would, I have such a crush on you, but I'm so scared to tell you that. And I'm
we're
like,
guys, by the way.
But you have you have no idea to find out who that is.
No clue.
Did it not just no drive you nuts?
Like, it kind of does, but that's always kind of, that's been a recurring theme in my life is that
you like driving nuts.
Women who ladies who have a crush on me are way too shy to ever say anything, so I never know. And now they can at least tell me that anonymously. Dang. And I'll still never know who they are because they're going to keep being shy.
Well, the one
this
was
a weird thing.
The one was anonymous and still wouldn't say it.
I know.
Which is stupid because you're anonymous.
It's you're anonymous.
Never get to the end of that. That's sad.
Nobody believes it though. They're like, I'm not really anonymous. Something that happened where he'll find out.
Mm-hmm.
No.
Yeah.
Your little emoji looks too much like yourself. That's where you give yourself away.
Yeah.
I sent him one, but I think I put too many details in there. He figured out it was me.
You were the crush.
I was just pretending to sleep on the way home from Raleigh.
Oh, you weren't aware I was doing that?
Oh, my goodness.
It's such a joke. He gets what he wants.
Oh, boy.
I told him something I did to him one time when he was asleep in the car.
Yeah.
And now he's telling me he was pretending to be asleep.
I wasn't really asleep.
He wasn't. He enjoyed it. Okay.
One eye open.
I was awake the whole time.
You gave him a back rub. That's so sweet. Caring that you are.
Man.
Well, here's a study for you. This is a capitalistic society. We love our money, right? We like to be successful. And you would think that the people that work a job and they make the most money, they would be the happiest workers in America, right?
Right.
Well, think again. Mm. According to a new study, making a lot of money isn't the key to life after all. So here's the breakdown of the jobs that are that give you the most satisfaction and are the most fulfilling. and I'll give you just a short list. I'm not going to go through all of them, but topping the list would be a firefighter.
Oh, yeah, they eat the best food, hang out, eat good food. Yeah, I'd be happy about that.
Yeah.
You know, what's more satisfying than saving lives and eating good food?
Eating food, nothing else.
As far as having the highest level of job satisfaction,
yeah,
even though they have a median annual income, which is just under $50,000,
mm-hmm,
across this country, that's the job that everybody that performs is completely satisfied with what they're doing.
It'd be very satisfying. You got a sick-ass mustache growing. You got great food every day. You save lives. I mean, it's cool. You're like shirtless in a calendar and stuff. I mean, you know, it's very satisfying work. Very rewarding.
Other satisfying.
Getting to become a poker player?
Yeah.
Dole Brunson's a firefighter.
Make chili. Do chores.
Yeah. I mean, hang out, cut grass.
Yeah.
Cook food, eat food.
Yeah. Well, my husband seemed to be happy, so I guess maybe there's a point there. Other jobs that are satisfying, this is kind of bizarre, mine cutting and channel machine operators.
No, man. Like mining, like coal. You're underground all day.
And, I don't know.
And also on the list, pediatricians are satisfied. Communications, professors. And then also on the list, where people love their jobs, guidance counselors.
Oh, yeah. I don't know how certain things you mentioned there to me, it would be hard to leave those jobs there. Like, if you're a guidance counselor in, you know, a school or whatever, and a kid tells you about these horrible you go home and sleep at night.
You have to be equipped for it.
Yeah.
I mean, for your own protection, you have to be equipped for it.
Mm-hmm.
But maybe they're helping kids, and that's what their drive is, you know.
What happens in the firehouse if you're in the middle of a game of poker and the alarm goes off? Do you lay your cards down and there's some oath of honor amongst the firemen that no one will mess with the cards till we return?
I think you finish the hand and then go home.
No, you don't.
You got to play in the truck.
Get your turnout gear and head to the truck.
And I mean, I wonder about that.
You don't ever wonder what happens to your old guidance counselors if they're still doing it?
Oh, you know, I have one that I remember first and last name, and it was from elementary school, so that was a big impact on me.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, I had one like that, too. Mr. Frytalk, it was great.
Mrs. Duncan was sweet as can be, like, helped me out more than she'll ever know.
So towards the bottom of the list, the five most unhappy workers are at the top of the list, mail clerks and sorters. They're miserable. Then it goes down to court and municipal clerks, house cleaners and maids, insurance claims and policy clerks, and then telemarketers. So the most miserable people in the country have those mail clerks and sorter jobs.
That job does suck. Sorting.
You've
mail.
Done that too, Fat Boy.
I did that, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
The trucks come in, you got to unload them, you got to separate all the mail.
Yeah.
Unless you run the machine that separates the flats, that's pretty easy.
Okay.
You just got to make sure they don't get maimed up in there.
Yeah.
And my buddy is a carrier. He loves his job.
Yeah, the carriers seem to like it. You're just out by yourself. You know, this time you're sweating to death, but having fun.
Justin Holcomb, you owe me lunch.
Yeah.
After you finish your little route. Uh-oh. Throw the bag out.
Well, Metallica, they're on their World Wired tour. And so they're playing, and they were playing in Finland Tuesday night. And they played to a huge crowd. They played for 1% of the population of Finland in one night. So it was...
How's that?
Well, they played a show to a crowd of 55,000 people, which is a full 1% of Finland's population at 5.5 million residents.
Okay.
So it was huge. And so, you know, I guess the crowd was going crazy. And when you see videos of Europe, it's always just so massive with all the people that they fit in there. And
in the continent? Or
no, because how often do they go... to perform in those countries? How often?
I don't know. That's like, I'm trying to think, like, who was the big rock band from Finland? I'm not making a joke. I'm just
trying to see a picture of Europe in this page. Like, how do you fit all the people in there?
I had to go up on the hover and take
No,
those
but
pictures.
I mean, you see Metallica, so you're like, the novelty of Metallica coming to the town isn't as big as Metallica going to Japan.
I would like to see Metallica with good seats. I've seen them 3 times and never had good seats.
You should go with Horror.
I know.
Yeah, killer seats last time.
He's in the snake pit.
Yeah, he was there.
He's right up front, man. Yeah, the Yeah, I had decent seats the first time I ever saw Metallica, but the last two times I saw them, they weren't very good seats.
When you and I saw them in Charlotte, those were not good seats.
No, the first time I saw them in Charlotte, they were good seats. Though. Yeah.
Were they still like, did they still flash in the upper deck? Because I assume that you flash so other people can see, not really the band.
No, I don't know, Paige. Have you ever flashed a concert?
No.
No. I don't know. You got to assume they're doing it so the person, because, yeah, why else would they be up on their husband's shoulders?
I thought they were doing it for, like, just to get a rise out of the crowd.
Oh. I don't know. Flashers, 1-800-774-0093. You got questions.
They're doing it to get a moment of the band's attention on them, because that's the special part, is getting their eyes on you, their attention on you. You're getting that moment from them, right, Matt?
Yeah. I know what you're saying. The selfie, I think, is the autograph now.
Yeah.
People don't collect autographs as much as they collect selfies, and it's the whole digital thing. So, the moment.
Have you ever been with someone who really flashed the band and you were happy about that?
Fatboy, his wife is more pissed than me.
So what about if you got a female lead singer? Does it work the opposite way? You got guys flashing? You can get up on your buddy's shoulders and hang brains?
Brian.
That's Brian.
All my life, people have been calling me Brain.
Man, I've never seen that at a show. I've seen some shows with some ladies on stage.
Yeah, you went to that World War II show the other day.
I've never seen dudes flashing the junk trying to, get the attention of.
Wait till I go.
Doesn't really work like that, you know?
I have an idea. Matt has such a great relationship with Lizzie Hale and her brother. I think you should do that next time they come to town.
Neither one of them speak to me anymore. Yeah. Arian and the other one.
Why? What happened?
No, shut up.
Come on, Matt. Do it.
Everybody thinks that's a joke and it's some kind of old rock and roll story to tell, but it's truly honest to the Lord above, truly, that when we met Hailstorm, I had no idea anything about the band. I knew she had the song about touching herself, and that was it. And they were what you call a baby band, their first album. And this was when it was still the Handlebar. And we go up on their tour bus, and we're speaking with them and hanging. It's awkward, to be honest with you. You're not sitting there just chumming it up. Everybody's standing there awkward because, you're in their apartment, essentially, and you're just standing there. And I say to his name's RJ. It's A-R-E-J-A-Y. And I say to him, after talking to Lizzie, as she walks away, and she's gorgeous, I say, so which one of you's with that on the road? And then he announced to me and those nearby that was his sister. And I had no idea. I had no idea that he was RJ Hill.
You should have said it again. That'd have been a great bit.
Oh, it would have been great.
So well, which one is it then?
So which one of you?
Does that mean you get dibs? It was horrible. Disgusted by myself.
Okay, never mind. Don't do it. Don't drop your pants in front of her because that would not end well.
That's right.
All right, then.
Wise words, Paige.
I know. Well, Comic-Con is going on this weekend. It's pretty exciting in San Diego where you can see all the pictures. And there was a study done on which universe has the biggest fandom. I mean, that's kind of hard to say because...
No, it's not. Is it? When I hear universe now, I don't think of our universe. I think of Marvel now.
Yeah, that's the first universe.
What I hear
all these other universes is too.
Well, it's unified, Jim.
Oh, sorry.
And you're on to something because if that happened years ago, it would be completely different.
They didn't even use that, WWE universe. Yes, I just thought about that. Who did that first, Marvel or WWE?
I don't know, man.
I'll Google it. Leave it to me.
What, I remember how long they've been called universes?
You only got like 10 years of Marvel Universe like in pop culture, right? As far as mainstream. Not talking about the comics because it's been around forever.
Yeah, I don't know. So what would even be, do they call it the Disney Universe? Is that a universe or what is that?
Well, I mean, all right. So the most popular things, I think Game of Thrones.
That's a universe as well?
I imagine people are going to go.
Never heard it.
I don't know what they would introduce at Comic-Con, but maybe the spinoff shows, which is the prequels or whatever's coming up with that. So that's pretty good. 34% the fans, they like that, and 66% people they say they're not fans of that anymore, especially since it ended so bizarre. Hmm. So I don't know how that's going to be at Comic-Con.
I'm glad the people in the survey qualified it.
So then Walking Dead.
That's, no, okay, maybe it is.
It's
maybe
a fandom, you know? It's a fandom. It's a little mini-universe. Yeah, still. Not as big as it was.
And then Lord of the Rings, that's still, they haven't really done anything with that.
I know, the dude's like 40 now.
But once you're into it, you're into it.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's like, I guess there were books, but no like continuation. Yeah,
then I contend that I'm right that the Disney universe is bigger.
But I know there's that overall Disney fandom, but how many people are fans of like all-encompassing Disney? I don't know. Or is it too big at that point?
Well, you got to put Marvel in there now. So.
Well, of course. And then at number five, there's Star Trek. Number four, Harry Potter.
Oh, you just pissed like all of them off.
Trek. I'll fix it.
Star Trek still has a lot of fans, but Star Trek, pretty good.
Yeah, but that's one that'll die out. I mean, it, you know.
Yeah, I mean, they all will in time. They all will eventually.
That's the only one that has factions. You'll have people that like Next Generation or Deep Space Nine.
Mm-hmm.
Klingons.
Yep, Romulans.
Next Generation's probably the peak, though. Peak, you know. Star Trek.
And this is only obvious. These are the top three, and it's because they've produced the most movies.
Okay.
All right.
Oh, okay. By movies. Okay, then.
Third place. Well, in comics, all the same. But I think probably the popularity comes from the movies, I would think. Primarily. Third place, the DC Universe. Second place, Star Wars. And the universe that tops the biggest fandom, of course, is the Marvel Universe. 63 fans, 37% are not fans.
I thought you said I was wrong when I said that.
No.
Mm-hmm. Okay, good.
You were on to something.
Then I am right.
Yeah. I mean, but it would have to become the whole thing with the fandom with the movies, because look what they've done.
Yeah. Oh, that's right. Okay, I was about to take exception. That's Live PD Nation, not Live PD Universe.
Yeah, that's true.
I would watch that, too.
The first few make sense. Marvel and Star Wars and DC and Harry Potter. It's probably, you know. But DC, couldn't we just call it Batman at that point?
Yeah.
Might as well. I was flipping through last night. They have a First Responders Live. You seen that show?
First Responders? I couldn't.
Yeah, they follow medics around like Live PD.
What if it gets gory gross?
They show it. I've seen some dude had a big hole in his arm, they show.
Oh, my God.
It's network TV.
They just dealt out another hand, and here this lady gets her arm cut off.
Well, Rise Guys Headlines styled by Rocker Bell Chic Boutique on page, and there's your Rise Guys Headlines.
You know what the other half of the show was? They're sitting around eating free lunch they ain't got to pay for.
Oh, that's good.
That's stolen valor. No, it really is. All right, I don't know. We're going to take a break. We'll come back more Rise Guys right after this. Morning, everybody.
The Radio.com app is the official home of the Rise Guys Morning Show on your phone. Download it today and make 93.3 The Planet a favorite. Powered by Quaker Steak and Lube. You're locked into
the Rise Guys Morning Show.
93.3 The Planet rocks.
And thank you to everybody who called, Facebook, Instagram, Snapchatted, tweeted, the whole nine yards. Had a good time. Hopefully you did too.
Oh, man.
Say again?
I just saw a glimpse of the wound.
Oh, yeah. It was just Dr. Maleg a little bit when we came back.
Oh, okay.
If Matt would have turned around, he would have puked.
I thought he was talking about my wound, and I was like, oh, my God. You can't even see me from the waist down.
Pants are tight.
Thank you. Tomorrow, Friday, of course, the FOF line. And I understand that a feud that started on the FOF line is going to come to head tomorrow between a couple P1s. So listen for that, 864-241-4318. And also, we wrap up Summer Ticket Blitz Week with tickets to see A Day to Remember.
Oh, big tickets, big show, Matthew.
That's right. Paige is going to rock you at work next. Fatboy N, 5 a.m., Rise Guys Rewind. We go live at 6. Thanks so much for listening. Have you a blessed day. Tickle it, guys. It is good.
Here it comes. A 93-minute rock block is locked and loaded. It begins next at 93.3 The Planet. Rocks.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.